Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
The Apostle Paul was a wonderful missionary who established churches on his missionary journeys. One of those churches was the church in the city of Corinth, a city of perhaps 700,000 people, many of them slaves, a city in which the reputation of the city went all around Asia as a place of debauchery and prostitution. But God worked a work in the lives and hearts of many of the people there, and they came to know Jesus as their Savior. A church was established, and Paul spent a year and a half there ministering to those people. While he was in Ephesus on his third missionary journey, Paul received word that there were problems in the church at Corinth, so he wrote a letter and sent it back, perhaps even with the same messengers who came to him in Ephesus with the urgent need of his apostolic advice. Paul addressed many things in the letter, but in chapter 15, Paul showed once again and with certainty that he indeed was preaching the same message as the rest of the apostles that we have been talking about from Acts chapter 2, as we've been discussing the birth of the church. Now, the church in general had probably been in existence for going on 25 years. The church in Corinth was a bit younger than the overall church, but Paul's message and preaching was consistent with Peter's and other apostolic preachers. And what catches my attention in this epistle is that in chapter 15, Paul gives us a vivid picture of the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In this chapter, you will find great peace and comfort, especially if you have lost a loved one who had put his or her faith in Jesus Christ. But we know that because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we can with every confidence tell you that God can be thanked because he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's verse 57, near the end of the chapter. And I want you to take a few moments today, if you can, and open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and read the entire chapter. You will find in this chapter great evidence of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul was so convinced of the resurrection that he built his theological teaching around that very subject. In fact, when he wrote to his beloved friends there at Corinth, he said in verse 1 and following, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And listen to this. He was seen by Cephas," another name for Peter, "and by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained at the writing of this letter, although some of those witnesses had already died. After that," Paul says, "he was seen by James, then by all the apostles, then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time." Through this chapter, Paul makes a great case for the fact of the resurrection and the necessity of that resurrection. But since the fact of the resurrection has so many witnesses and cannot be disputed, Paul says that if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But in this argument, Paul is saying just the opposite, in that Christ is raised from the dead, and we are of all men most blessed, because our salvation comes from the God who raised up our Savior from the dead. Once again, our time limits us, but I don't want you to be limited. I challenge you to check out 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Take it to heart, because God has cared for your heart by raising His Son from the dead, that He can snatch you from being dead in your sins and alive in Christ. This is exciting. Read it and let me know what you think about the resurrection of Jesus. And by the way, if you already know Him as your Savior, tell everybody that you believe. And if you have yet to receive Him, do it today. The Savior is waiting for you. That's what I have for you today on Moments of Grace. I will be back tomorrow with more. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is onegracemode@gmail.com.